Freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully situated in me, many attained transcendental love for me, being purified by the penance of knowledge fully in me. As all who surrender unto me, so certainly I reward them. All men follow my path in all respects. Desiring perfection of fruitive activities, they worship by sacrifices the demigods in this material world. Certainly in human society, success comes very quickly from fruitive work. The four divisions of human society, in terms of division of quality and work, created by me. And although I am the Father, you may know me as the non-doer, unchangeable. All kinds of work never do affect me, nor my aspiration in fruitive action. Thus, one who does know me never becomes entangled by the reaction of such work. Thus, knowing well how work was performed by past authorities who attained liberation, just perform your prescribed duty as performed by the predecessors in ancient times. What is action? What is inaction? The intelligent are also bewildered in this matter. That I shall explain unto you, knowing which you will be liberated from ill fortune. The intricacies of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, and what inaction is. One who sees inaction in action and action in inaction is intelligent among men, and he is in the transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities. One is understood to be in full knowledge, whose every endeavor is devoid of desire for sense gratification. He is said by sages to be a worker, for whom the reactions of work have been burned up by the fire of perfect knowledge. Abandoning all attachment to the results of his activities, ever satisfied and independent, he performs no fruitive action, although engaged in all kinds of undertakings. Such a man of understanding acts with mind and intelligence perfectly controlled, gives up all sense of proprietorship over his possessions, and acts only for the bare necessities of life. Thus working, he is not affected by sinful reactions. He who is satisfied with gain, which comes of its own accord, who is free from duality, and who does not envy, who is steady in both success and failure, is never entangled, although performing actions. The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature, and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge, merges entirely into transcendence. A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature. Some yogis perfectly worship the demigods by offering different sacrifices to them, and some offer sacrifices in the fire of the supreme Brahman. And some, the unadulterated brahmacharis, sacrifice the hearing process and the senses in the fire of mental control, and others, the regulated householders, sacrifice the objects of the senses in the fire of the senses. Others, who are interested in achieving self-realization through control of the mind and senses, offer the functions of all the senses and of the life breath as oblations into the fire of the controlled mind. Having accepted strict vows, some become enlightened by sacrificing their possessions, and others by performing severe austerities, by practicing the yoga of eightfold mysticism, or by studying the Vedas to advance in transcendental knowledge. Still others, who are inclined to the process of breath restraint, to remain in trance, practice by offering the movement of the outgoing breath into the incoming, and the incoming breath into the outgoing, and thus at last remain in trance, stopping all breathing, while others, curtailing the eating process, offer the outgoing breath into itself as a sacrifice. All these performers who know the meaning of sacrifice become cleansed of sinful reactions, and having tasted the nectar of the results of sacrifices, they advance toward the supreme eternal atmosphere. O best of the Kuru dynasty, without sacrifice, one can never live happily on this planet or in this life. What then of the next?